This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Poet Becky Denison-Sakellariou of Peterborough is no stranger to writing about Greece, where she spent four decades. In her last collection, she wrote about feeling the pull of that country while living here in New Hampshire. In her new collection, she writes of a different Greece, one that recently has been grappling with an influx of migrants. The book is called Undressing the Earth, and she joins me now to talk about it. Welcome to The Bookshelf.
Thank you. I love being here.
So the first part of your book has to do with the refugee crisis in Greece as it was a couple of years ago. And you spent some time with immigrants who made that rough journey. Tell us about the circumstances that brought you and those immigrants together. What were they?
Well, in 2015, I was in Greece because I lived there most of my life, and I go back for 4 months every year. I was watching the migration across the water from Turkey, and I thought, I can't sit here and look at this. I have to do something. So I have a friend who's a midwife, and she and another lactation specialist and a translator, we went around to different camps, which all of which were transient camps at that point, people just coming through Greece and going on into quote-unquote Europe. That was within 20 minutes of where I lived in Athens. Then we went to Lesbos to visit the more transient camps and go on to the beaches. And we were looking for particularly women who were pregnant, women who were breastfeeding, and women who had really little ones, just to see if we could give them some kind of help and support.
Your poems made me think about, I'll paraphrase here, but when it's one person, it's a tragedy. When it's a million people, it's a statistic. I mean, I feel like that's what the news media, for the most part, when you're just trying to get the story out, like there's just these huge numbers and the human face is missing. But here it seems like the human face is front and center. The bodies, the physicality of it is front and center. And that's, for me as a reader, what really drove it home. Is that your intent?
I don't think it was my intent, but I think it's what happens. Yeah. I interviewed four women. And that I love, too, because it brought, again, as you say, faces, families, names, stories about how they were brought up in their villages. And I love those.
Where do you normally, when you're not writing about the migrant crisis, where do you normally get your inspiration?
Everywhere, you know, if sometimes I'm driving and somebody's reading something on the radio and there's a phrase that I love, I will write it down or record it. I go to church, I hear something read from the Bible, and, you know, I can see where that it has a poem coming from it. I will go for a walk and see the shape of a branch and think about it and take it back home and write about it. Cardinals always drive me right back to the computer to write a poem about a cardinal in the winter. Sometimes somebody will say something to me that's really moving, and I would use it in the poem, to either the center of the poem or how to begin the poem or the title of the poem, and then move from there and build it. And it can either be fantasy or reality.
Little things as inspiration.
Little things, yeah. Definitely little things.
Well, Becky Denison-Sakellariou, thank you very much for paying attention to the little things.
Thank you.
And writing this poetry. It's really wonderful.
Thank you, Peter.
That's Becky Denison-Sakellariou of Peterborough. She's the author of the new collection of poetry, Undressing the Earth. And you can find a list of the top five books on her bookshelf, as well as our previous conversation about her last book, No Foothold in This Geography, at our website, nhpr.org. We are always looking for reading recommendations from listeners like you, so let us know what we should check out while the snow is falling this weekend. So what if there's a foot of snow on the ground? Just relax on the couch with a good book. Send us your recommendations. The email address is books@nhpr.org or tweet us at nhprbookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.